From Spark and Anvil and Chanceforge, this is Tree, in Chapter 1 of the Chanceforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Tree was a squirrel kid who looked like he was born halfway up a tall oak. He was small and a bit twiggy, with soft brown fur and green stripes that looked like new leaves. He always wore a chunky vest covered in little charts and numbers. In one paw, he clutched a small card showing a probability tree. In the other, a special branch tracker. He watched everything with intense, curious eyes, always trying to see how one thing led to another. Tree's whole thing was something called compound events. It sounds complicated, but it just means many small paths. He had a saying for it: compound events branch. Multiply the independent, add the disjoint. He believed you could figure out almost anything if you just drew the right map. He had a few big rules. First, for independent events, you multiply the chances. Think about flipping a coin twice. The first flip doesn't change the second flip. The chance of getting heads is 1/2. So getting heads, then heads, is 1/2 times 1/2. That equals 1/4. Second, for disjoint events, you add the chances. This is when you want one thing or another, but not both at once. Like rolling a 1 or a 6 on a die. The chance of a 1 is 1/6. The chance of a 6th is 1/6. So the chance of getting either one is 1/6 plus 1/6. That equals 2/6. Then there was the tricky one. Conditional events are different. The first event changes the chances for the second one. Imagine drawing two cards from a deck without putting the first one back. The first card is gone. That changes the whole deck for your second draw. Tree taught us to draw these paths using tree diagrams. His lessons helped us see the branches and everything. We used them in puzzle logic and even in CodeForge. It was all about the path. Tree would tap his little card. "I am Tree. My big lesson is compound events." He'd nod his head seriously. "The trick is to branch. Multiply the independent, add the disjoint, and watch out for the conditional." "Compound events branch," he'd whisper. "Always mind the path." One time, we were all playing a board game called Quest for the Golden Acorn. Center groaned. He needed to roll a 6 and draw a hearts card to win. "What are my chances?" he asked, slumping over the board. Tree didn't even blink. He calmly pulled out a napkin and a tiny pencil. "Let's draw the path," he said. He sketched a single line. "A 6 on a die is 1 chance in 6. He drew that first branch.
"And a hearts card?" Center asked. Tree sketched another branch coming off the first one. "There are 4 suits in a deck, so hearts is 1 chance in 4. The little tree on the napkin looked like a tiny lightning bolt. "These two things are independent," Tree explained. "The die doesn't care about the cards. The cards don't care about the die." He tapped the final branch. "So we multiply them." He wrote the numbers with a flourish. 1/6 times 1/4 equals 1/24. Sample leaned in, squinting. "So it'll happen once every 24 tries? Tree nodded slowly. "On average, yes, if you played the game thousands of times." He looked right at Center. "Any single try is still just luck, but the overall chance is 1 in 24. Center let out a huge puff of air. "Okay, not great odds."
Tree just smiled a little. "Nope, but now you know the path." The others really listened to Tree. He never just gave them a big, confusing number. He always showed them how it worked. Tally would help count the outcomes. Display drew amazing pictures of the possibilities. But Tree? Tree showed the exact path. He made sure no one just guessed. "Don't guess what you can branch," Tree would say. "And don't multiply when you should add. And never, ever ignore conditionals." We learned about conditional events the hard way.
We were trying to figure out the chance of drawing two aces in a row.
Easy, said Tally. It's 4 out of 52 for the first one, and 4 out of 52 for the second one.
We multiplied the numbers, very proud of our answer.
Tree just shook his head slowly. He took our diagram and made one tiny change. After the first branch, drawing an ace, he crossed out one of the aces from the deck.
The first card is gone, he said softly. It's not in the deck anymore.
He wrote the new numbers for the second branch. Now there are only 3 aces left, and only 51 cards total.
The new answer was completely different. It was much smaller.
Conditional events, Tree said, his voice serious. The first thing changes the second thing. They're the ones that bite you, especially if you don't draw the tree. Of everyone in the group, Tree was the only one who really understood casinos. He saw the whole place as one enormous tangled tree diagram. One afternoon, while looking at an ad for a new arcade, he explained it. The casino draws the tree before you even sit down, Tree said, his voice hushed. They know every single branch. He explained that the paths that led to you winning were just a few tiny twigs. The paths that led to the casino winning were like giant, thick branches.
The path where you win big, Tree said, tapping his probability tree card. It's a tiny, hidden branch. They want you to think it's the main trunk.
He looked around at his friends. It's not about luck. It's about the tree, and their tree is built to win. After a while, we started seeing Tree's branches everywhere. In Puzzle Logic, the decision trees looked exactly like his diagrams. In Code Forge, every if-else statement was a choice, a fork in the path. And Gambit Tales, the chess game, that was a gigantic tree of compound events. Every move you made created a new branch, and your opponent, they were the conditional event that could change everything. And here's the part that made me feel warm and steady inside. Once you can see the branches, the world stops feeling so scary and random. A big, tangled question shrinks down into a calm little map you can actually follow. I wasn't guessing in the dark anymore. I felt quiet and sure and a little bit proud, like Tree had handed me a lantern for every fork in the path.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Tree. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.